The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Ah, pandering. Always. But I'm glad he does. And I knew it, too. I was driving in thinking, you know, what's a... Speaking of songs, you ever get a song in your head in the morning and then it's on your mind all day long?
Yeah.
I know what happens to everybody. So my daughter today dropping off from school, for some reason she wears a shirt that says hello. That's all it says. And I can't get the damn Lionel Richie hello song out of my head.
Hello!
So like an idiot, of course I have it on my phone.
Of
course I do. I love Lionel Richie. I play it, and now it's even worse because now I feel the song in me. I need to stop.
What?
I feel
Lionel Richie?
Like I feel it through.
Hey. By the way, it's just because he didn't say it's Will Manso. Tobin's off all week, which means we'll get more texts from him than we normally do.
And you know what's funny? I had to double check the schedule you sent me, and thank you. It's nice to be here, by the way.
Yeah.
I always love it during the holidays because I get the beast text like, hey, man, happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays. I hope the family's well. Can you fill in? We don't have anybody left.
Last resort.
No, but it's good to be here. But I saw Tobin tweet something, and I said, well, wait, maybe he's just tweeting like previewing the show. Maybe it's next week. I don't know. I had to double check, and I saw it was this week. I'm like, oh, no, that's right. Tobin always works. He's listening now, tweeting, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt.
What do you got, Beast? Talk to it. Set me up here.
Well, I mean, I thought that we were going to come in here with a beautiful football Monday. Dolphins were off, so we don't have to talk about a loss. The Canes actually won. Look at Leroy. He's in his Michigan gear.
You know what week it is, baby.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, so I thought,
wait, how about this tidbit of information?
Yeah.
It's the first time in 52 games that Ohio State has been an underdog.
Rat poison.
That's what I said.
It's the same thing we went through with Florida State.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
they're still good. They're good.
So I thought we were gonna do football. You know, it was a big showing for UCF. They had game day there, all sorts of stuff. NFL weekend. Alex Smith, terrible injury. It was a bad week for me to have him as my starter in fantasy quarterback because Tom Brady was on bye. And I also thought, hey, you know what? Tannehill, it hasn't been ruled out by Gase. We have that sound, which we're gonna play in the headlines. Mm-hmm. Robbie, cue a cut up. And then all of a sudden, John Wall and Bradley Beal are on the market.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty significant, too. But I wonder, and I know you'll have it in the update, but I wonder how much it's going to take to pry those guys. Because I did read the article.
I will not have that in the update.
You won't have that up in the update?
Not that information, no.
No, what's that? Just that the Wall
I will have available? The information that they are on the market, but not what it will take to get them.
Well, the thing is, Woj is saying in the article, not that I'll save you a click. You can certainly read it. It's good stuff. He's basically saying the Wizards have figured out that they don't have enough around them to then turn that into another third piece, like a third star that they would need.
Hmm.
So now they're looking at options to just break them apart and kind of start from scratch.
And do it Philadelphia.
Yeah. I don't know if it's full tank, which, by the way, you mentioned about stuff that's being talked to you about. I'm so tired of talking of tanking because, obviously, when I do the Heat games, I
try for Zion.
Oh, my God. And it's everything is tank.
But here's the problem.
Burn for Vern.
15 games into the season. I'm not saying the Heat are going very far this year or that I have any kind of desire or thought that they're going to be a surprise team in the East. But how do you even tank 15 games into a season? You can't tank. They have the roster they have.
Here's the problem. Unlike any other sport, the worst record doesn't guarantee you the first pick.
True.
And so,
what's the point?
Right. So you're not guaranteed. If you're trying for Zion and all these great little catchphrases and you end up with the worst record, you could still not
you
get
still
it.
At the third or fourth pick, which would still obviously net you a good young player, but kinda, wouldn't net you
but
what
not,
you're short
not,
of tanking
not
for.
The guy.
Yeah. And the thing is too about tanking, and like it's funny when the tank tweets come and the tank mentions come, it's after losses. Well, duh, what do you do when you tank? You lose. So what do you want them to lose? Worse? Like, uglier? I mean, they're losing games as it is. This team is trying to figure itself out to win games. Right now, they're not doing it very well. So I'm not exactly sure where the tank talk. They're kind of doing it organically at this moment. They're not playing well.
Here's my only, you know, I'm going to give them a break from this standpoint. Unlike most teams who have one or two stars where you know these are our starters.
Every night, yeah.
Or these are our three starters or four starters, and we might switch one or two guys every now and then to see how to kick start it or whatever. The Heat have 10 to 12 guys who are all the same.
Yes.
And so you're trying to figure out which combination of 12 guys is going to work when most of the league doesn't have to do that.
No. And that's why Spo has one of the tougher jobs. And by the way, and that's why it's also hard to tank. Because most nights, most stretches, you're going to have a few guys playing well. It's just hard to get them all to play well.
Right.
So, you know, tanking is great if you get rid of, let's say, your star players and play young players. The Heat don't have star players. They're already playing a lot of young players. They can't. It's like you're going to go and call the D-League team up and say, hey, guys, let's get rid of everybody and play Duncan Robinson all day. I mean, they don't have that option.
Here's the dilemma is that when guys look at the Heat, they're looking at bench guys. They're looking at additions to what they have. Mm-hmm. They're not looking at, like, say, a Jimmy Butler. He's going to come here and be a star.
And Jay Rich is the one guy who's closest to that, and he's the one guy they want to, obviously, I think, out of all but in the roster, they want to keep. They would like to keep. Right. So it's a tough spot. Beast, you want to hit me with a little update?
Yeah, we'll do headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
Robbie, if you could do me a favor, cue up a little Adam Gase sound. We got this in earlier as the ever so affable coach of the Miami Dolphins addressed the media today. And Ryan Tannehill is throwing deep, and he is not being ruled out for Sunday's game.
His chances? I don't know. I'll find out here in a little bit. I really don't know because I'm not going to rule him out because if he comes to me and is like, man, I feel great and, you know, we can't be wrong of start the week one way and then flip back or vice versa of like we get to Friday and all of a sudden it's, you know, hey, I feel like I can go. Like it just doesn't work. It's just hard enough for a quarterback as it is when you get all the reps during a week of practice. So we'll kind of see how it goes.
What's your read on that? Is that just like, hey, like he can throw, but I mean, yeah. we'll poke and prod, but he ain't playing.
First of all, I don't think he's playing. I think it, considering that he just started to throw and what it takes to throw as an NFL quarterback and make the throws, because it's one thing, like you and I, Lee, were standing next to each other, we start playing catch. It's another thing to drop back and throw a ball 20 yards on the run in an NFL game. But more than anything, I don't buy this. I mean, how does an NFL coach, Adam Gase, by the way, you can say what you want about him as a coach, but the one thing you can't say is he's not working hard and cares about his job. The guy, all he does is study and look at film and think of this team. You don't think he knows what Ryan Tannehill's status is or how he's doing right now? I don't think he needs him to come up and say, hey, coach,
but I can tell you why. I can tell you why he said that. Because the most important thing is they probably took Ryan out. And he's probably been throwing a little bit. Mm-hmm. And they say, okay, take the weekend off. Monday, we're going to put you through some more extensive drills. He goes through those drills. Now it's the waiting game. Let's see if he's going to be sore tomorrow. If he's not sore tomorrow, then you do it again. The first real day of preparation is Wednesday. So instead of explaining all that, he said what he said. But to give a more detailed, like, you really don't know because the first test, he may look great with any injury. But you want to see how much soreness he has the next day and see whether you have to take a day off or whether you can continue to move forward. And so that's why he's saying, hey, I don't know because I don't know what it's going to be like tomorrow and Wednesday.
I will say this too, and given the history of Gase and the way the Dolphins have done things of late, remember when Ryan had the initial knee injury a few years ago and they kept telling us like there's a chance he could come back in a few weeks. He could come back. He might be back for the playoffs. He was never coming back. I mean, he was never
coming back. Well, he should have had the surgery right away. Yeah, if he wasn't coming back, then you get it surgically fixed and give yourself.
Which, by the way, Jakeem Grant was
out for the year.
Out for the year. So he did have surgery. In the end, after the thought.
What did he?
Achilles.
Achilles. But Gase said today that it wasn't a full Achilles injury, so it wasn't the kind of Achilles surgery where you hear that you're out of a year or
okay,
so.
Okay, whatever.
This was 4 to 6 months is the report. So I don't know.
He might have had a partial tear.
They didn't describe it as that, but it clearly was an injury in that area.
That it needed surgery.
Surgery.
But it's one of those things where, like, sometimes you can damage ligaments, and the thing that they're afraid of the most is that not that it won't heal, but the first time you put some stress on it, it'll tear again. So
well,
they
originally thought a week ago he could be back, but he's not. Yeah. Anyways, continue. I'm sorry.
No worries. And just quick, the big news is that as we were talking about to start the show, the Wizards are looks like the Beal and Wall are on the market, and after the Heat lost to the Lakers and LeBron put a 51 burger on him, and it looks like the Heat. A lot of people surmise from that game, Will, that that was a game where it kind of showed Riley that despite all the talk about culture and work and toughness and all of that stuff, this team simply just is not good enough, and that Riles may get the itch to make some sort of a deal.
I think the itch has been there, and I think the Jimmy Butler pursuit was the proof of it. I mean, I think it was clear from day one. They were the first team, the most aggressive team, the team that was always in the mix all the way to the end, and obviously the Jay Rich stuff and all that stuff happened. But I think Riley's been at that point, guys. I just think he tries to, when a few times he'll talk to us about the structure of the team, he tries to give you the positive, which is this team has continuity. They know each other. They have some solid players. But he knows the limitations.
Yeah,
I don't think last night was any more eye-opening than the loss in Atlanta. Or any of the losses they've had this year, that you just sit there and go, like, man, this team just doesn't have that one guy. That guy that just excites you. They have a lot of good guys and a lot of guys that play hard, and you respect that and you appreciate that. And they're going to win some games based on the fact that, A, they play hard and they're well-coached. When it's all said and done and they're healthy, they're probably what we thought they all would be, about a 42 to 45 win team. That's probably their range, you know? But let's face it, that they don't have much. There's no upside after that. And the downside is, they have what we talked about, Lee, where they have so many guys that are the same, it's going to be really hard for them to be really bad and be like a 25-win team. They're going to be in that range I was talking about, and I know that's frustrating because that's the middle ground.
Well, here's the other thing, is that culture is great, attitude is great, but in order to win, you need talent. And so everybody wants to say, you know, Heat culture, and yeah, that'll take you so far. But at the end of the day, you're competing with another tremendous athlete on the other side.
To your point, Leroy, look at the roster now. It's the epitome of Heat culture. You look at Rodney Magruder and Tyler Johnson, Hassan.
But it's all the same. It's all like it's all cloned guys. It's like all the same type of guy.
And see, that's the thing. And the culture works. The way the whole theory of the culture of the Heat works is that's great for the guys, the role players and those guys. But when you have 10 or 12 of those, it's not great. Because what culture does to the superstar is when LeBron comes in, he's already a star, he learns what it takes to be more than just a star. He learns what it takes to be a champ.
Right.
And LeBron has said it after he left. Like, a lot of the stuff I learned and I saw. That's why you need that. That's why Butler would have been great. That's why one of these Wizards guys, I think, would be great.
Well, Beal would be great because he's younger.
To come in, and also not owed $180, $60 million in 4 years, whatever it is. But to come in and embrace that culture, so to speak, or whatever you want to call attitude, because then, Leroy, it's what you're talking about. You go from great to elite, to special.
Oh, I totally forgot I have a present for you in my car.
How did you? What made you think of the present?
Because I looked at
him. Is it a Vice shirt?
No, that's a different situation. I looked at Leroy, and I was like, damn, I have a present for him in the car.
That's what triggered it. We're having an intense Heat conversation.
Well,
and
tell
you
him,
stare
just,
at the man
just,
who's been
tell
in front
him
of
who
you.
I am. I'm from the bum. The guy from the you ever
I've
hear
been
the,
staring at you for 10 minutes.
You ever hear the Bud commercial and the guy's like playing the horn at the wrong time?
Yeah. Steven.
Like, and he's like, not now. That's me.
That's you. Yeah.
I think of you, the guy. I think of the Bud Light commercial when he says, Bud Light's for everybody.
And then he says,
actually, I'd like a mead.
Yes. Excuse me, autumnal.
The next thing you know, he's out of the stocks. Guess what that mead? That's mead.
Do you at least remember what is in your car waiting for him?
Maybe. I think so. I know it's a gift. I know it's a present that I have to give to him.
A Marlins jersey?
No, it's not that good. We have our Marlins, but we got one for the whole station. It's up there.
We did too. The number 19, it confused me for a second because we're channel 10, but I get it. It's 2019, but it just seemed odd when I saw it. No one's ever sent a number other than 10 to the station.
Well, we've got our 790 jerseys over there.
790 looks weird though, because it's three numbers and who wears three numbers?
Oh,
on
you
jersey?
Can count. Yay. Hello, UM grad. Will Manso, everybody.
Could have just been a Miguel Rojas jersey.
Thank you. Or Mike Lowe.
Or Conine back in the day.
Milo. You got it. That's it. Those are your headlines.
Yep.
We'll delve into the Heat talk, and we'll also, you know, hey, look, we haven't mentioned the Dolphins too much other than injuries and what Gay said about Tannehill, but they are technically, and I think Robbie can update us on the other side, in the playoff hunt. In the hunt are the Dolphins as they face maybe the hottest quarterback not named Drew Brees in the league next week at Indy. Robbie.
Oh, well, you know what's funny is...
You love this song, by the way.
Wait. Oh, no. Is Robbie... Robbie's favorite moments on the show is when he can...
A thousand times.
He can excite with music.
You excited me, Robbie.
Rules are rules. Imagine the song gets played.
Remember Lionel Richie went to a Heat game a few years ago? He's probably been to a few, but I remember seeing him at a Heat game a few years ago.
He's been to a concert down here.
Yeah,
he's been down here. I wanted to see him.
Like 65?
Yeah.
Someone told me that they went, it was this year or something, maybe a few months ago, maybe Hard Rock a few months ago. They said he was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. He can play, man.
He was great.
He's like dancing on a ceiling and stuff.
What were you laughing about as we were coming out of break?
I wasn't laughing, but maybe I was. We have some Heat breaking news, but just before we get to that, Schefty reports, Schefterbaum, the Washington football team is signing Mark Sanchez.
Oh, God.
Because Alex Smith is done for the year.
When I saw that list, it was Mark Sanchez, EJ Manuel.
Oh, yeah. I'm like,
TJ Yates?
Someone is going to, I mean, listen, forget about all the political stuff. Someone is going to have to tell me how all of these scrubs are better than Colin Kaepernick. How?
No, it's
how?
They're not. Number one, to answer your question, they're not. I don't think anyone can tell you otherwise. He's done. He's blacklisted. That's the truth. He is, after everything that happened, owners obviously don't want him. And then he the whole suit with the league, and they just want nothing to do with him. And look, we've talked about it plenty of times, even when I filled in before, how stupid this all is. But that ship has sailed, guys. That's why I don't even talk about how, wait, they passed on Kaepernick? Because they're all going to pass on Kaepernick. Everybody's had a chance. You look at the league, it's so starving for quarterbacks. And a guy who was a damn good quarterback in the league and very successful and had talent still.
I think it'd be great if he was playing in Washington.
Oh, man, can you imagine that? With the...
All right, here we go. The other news is Goran Dragic has his knee drained. And... Now, when you said that he was going to be out for a couple of games, that's your speculation?
No. The Heat say he's going to be out at least the next. This is per the Heat. This is officially per the Heat.
Right.
He's going to be out at least the next couple of games. And then in a week or so, they're going to see where he sits and they hope to bring him back, you know, come back. Spo said last night.
What are you looking at me for?
Because I've seen guys get their knee drained on Monday and play on Sunday.
Okay, but he's telling you what the Heat have said officially.
But it's kind of the Leroy's timeline. It's true. It's.
Yeah, okay.
And yesterday, Spo said that pregame, we were there and he said that, it's not really a big concern. We just have to deal with it. And then, obviously, today they decide the way to deal with it is to drain it.
Also, the Heat have just said that Dwayne Wade will be back with the team, quote-unquote, soon.
Yes.
He can take as much time as he wants, as far as I
can. How much of this you figure was negotiated beforehand?
My understanding is all of it. I mean, look, the Heat were well aware, obviously, that the child was coming, and they were well aware. And they, when Dwayne told them, you know, the family reasons that he was thinking of maybe retiring, obviously, he told them this. Obviously, that didn't leak because the Heat are a close-knit family and that stuff doesn't get out. But that's why when people say, like, wait a minute, what's he doing to the team? He's missing 2 weeks. I mean, the team knows all this. They supported it. They obviously are on his side. And he'll be back soon enough. He'll be back soon. I mean, it's really – look, guys, is Dwayne coming back and saving this team?
No.
What he's going to do is give them some consistency in close games.
But also, give us a reason to go to the games.
Oh, yeah, give you excitement. Look, last night, LeBron, I asked him after the game how was it for you to not see Dwayne here? Obviously, he had a good reason to not be here, and he's like, honestly, it sucked. It just sucked. We had two games left on the schedule, and it sucks. He's like, I know why he's not here. I support him 100%, but it sucks we didn't get the play, and now we only have one game. December 10th, it's right around the corner.
Yeah.
That's it. Last time, D-Wade and LeBron.
Must have been the finals.
Well, until the finals, Robbie, you're right.
Really?
Until the finals. Yeah, then they'll be there.
Really?
Stop. Yeah, you got to present all scenarios.
Just in case.
Are you?
But it goes back to the tank, what I was saying earlier. When people talk about tanking, sometimes tanking happens organically, and part of that is injuries. The Heat, can we be honest about, let's be honest about the Heat here. We all love the Heat. We want the Heat to do well. I think the Heat are a very solid team when everybody's healthy. But without Goran Dragic, they're not a very solid team.
They don't have a point guard.
They don't have a point guard, exactly. And they don't have a guy that can kind of – now, look, JJ coming back, JJ can run that point forward. I think when he gets his kind of stamina back and he's back to normal, Dwayne, when he comes back for spurts, can also be that guy. But from the opening tip and in key moments, not having the Dragon is probably the worst thing that he can have as a team for this roster because they don't have a backup point
ball guard. A ball handler. Yeah, and at some point – didn't they think Tyler was going to be that?
Tyler, Justice, Josh, all have had chances on it and all have
dribbled it off their leg.
Been up and down. Yeah, you'll have days where you're like, man, Justice looks comfortable. Then you'll have days where he kicks the ball off his leg and or throw, you know, gets caught in midair and throws a bad pass.
You know what I've realized? That everybody likes to throw the alley-oop to Hassan up in the air. Tyler always throws bounce passes to him. Yeah. Always.
Look, there is a... And we talked about it. We could talk about it till we're blue in the face. There is a similarity of players and a logjam, as Riley called it, on this team. That's infuriating, frustrating, any word you want to use, because you just don't see where that next step comes now. Which you enter now, Beast. You said it in the headlines.
Yeah.
That Woj is reporting that the Wizards have basically put it out there. They're not necessarily shopping, but they're listening to offers for John Wall and Bradley Beal. So I ask you all, who would you rather have? Go ahead, Robbie. You look excited.
Beal has less contract than John Wall.
And he's younger. But does he fit?
The problem.
Is he the kind of guy?
I think either of them fit.
Here's the problem. If you get Beal, it would certainly help.
He's damn good. I mean, that's
right.
He's good.
Right.
You know, it's
basically a better version of Dion. Right?
I would agree.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
I would agree. But here's the problem. You still don't have a ball hand.
Yeah, and I've had this discussion. John and I used to always have this discussion when we worked on the pregame shows, because John obviously being a point guard, and the Dragon, as much as he is a point guard, he's also a scorer. So his role as a point guard sometimes is a little – it's almost like being a point guard hurts him a little, because I think he really is just a natural scorer. He's a guy who likes to attack. But when you're the point guard, you kind of have to set the stage and set everything up. And at times, that's kind of a role that you wish they had a backup point guard, so that Goran didn't always have to be the one doing it.
If they had like a Rondo.
Yes, and which is why, in a way – when Dwayne's there, it could work, because then Dwayne, you'll see sometimes in late game situations that Goran is actually doesn't have the ball in his hands. It's been Dwayne when Dwayne has played, because then Goran can go out and be a scorer.
I would rather them have two guys that could play with each other and not either or.
I'll tell you one thing. I love John Wall. I've always loved John Wall. I think he's a blur up and down the court.
But here's what he is, and it's so anti-Heat. He consumes and swallows up the basketball.
Oh, the ball, everything goes through him.
Yeah, but it's against what the Heat have done, but would that necessarily be a bad thing in the current situation the Heat are
in? No, because even if they convince him to play within the offense, you're still going to need guys to make shots, and you're going to have him play off the ball periodically, thus putting the ball in somebody else's hands. Maybe D-Wade can do that.
I've never seen John Wall on the court without the ball in his hands. It's just
never.
He is the most dominant point guard in the league as far as ball handling.
I would go with Bradley Beal for a few reasons. He's younger.
Correct.
Okay. Not as much money. And he can handle the ball and create his own shot periodically. Mm-hmm. But he's not ball dominant, and that fits more into what the Heat like to do.
The other factor, I think, for the Heat, obviously, if they want to continue their vision of what they like to be, is defense. Mm-hmm. They're not playing good defense now.
And that's the most disappointing thing. But again, I think that's a pattern of the league, that they're just not ready for the pace of the league right now.
So of the two guys, of Wall, of Beal, who do you take to be a defensive force?
I think when you look at what you need, Jimmy Butler would have been – that's why Jimmy Butler was so attractive to the Heat, because he's the ultimate two-way player. You look at him and the Kawhis of the world, obviously LeBron, but I mean, when you're talking about the next tier, he was a great fit. It really just – you know what? To your point, Beast, on what they want, it's not even more so on fit. It's more so on fit financially and what the next step is, because one thing we all can agree on, and I think the Heat would agree on, you could put Bradley Beal or John Wall on this team, you could put both of those guys on this team, and they're not winning the Eastern Conference. So the Heat's big picture.
They would be the Washington Wizards.
Yeah, exactly. The Heat's big picture is they want to win the East at some point.
Other thing is, I think big picture was, so one of the things that was talked about when they were going after Jimmy Butler was, not that Jimmy Butler was, the top talent in the league, but maybe Jimmy Butler's enough to attract somebody else.
You can't build a team like that. Saying, oh, if we bring this guy in, other guys will come here?
You're right. You're both right. Here's why. Beast, you're right in the sense that you need stars to bring stars, but Leroy's right that just because you get a star doesn't mean you're getting more stars and certainly not going to recruit stars.
Do you have a better chance?
But you're right. You can't have two stars without having one star. You can't have three stars without having two stars. I mean, you gotta get, at some point, you got to get a star and then see what happens next. The Heat must have that plan.
Yeah, okay, but think about this. What if all these guys you're talking about trading for look at that team and say, if I'm going there, I need to get my money?
Oh, they all want their money. There's no doubt
but
about
I'm
it.
Saying, like with John Wall, he may enjoy coming to play here, but knowing what he's going to have to go through and the heat he's going to take, he's like, no, I'm not getting rid of that escalator.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Because, like, and I get in this argument with Hurricanes fans.
Oh, here we go.
Because they just assume that every kid wants to come to Miami and all the coach has to do is go get him. It doesn't work like that. Mm-hmm. Everybody doesn't necessarily want to come to your team. You don't necessarily offer the best options for players. So what to say, if we get one guy, another guy is going to come here, that only worked once, and that's because they were all friends.
Yeah, okay, but you... It gives you a better chance if you have a John Wall or Bradley Beal than if you don't.
Okay, well, name where that's happened.
Well, you look around the league now.
I mean,
players follow each other.
No, really. Name a place where it's happened where you had one star and other stars came. You can say Miami, but they were all friends. They had been talking about it.
No, I'm not saying Miami.
I think you're seeing it in L.A. Look, people are going to follow LeBron.
Okay, but it hasn't happened yet.
I think you saw it in OKC where after George stayed, and he decided to stay.
But that's a different scenario.
How so?
Okay, Paul George was already there and he decided to.
So they trade for a Wall and then bring on somebody else.
He was already there, and he decided to stay.
He got traded because he just wanted to be out of Indiana. What's that?
Houston? I'm trying to think about Houston.
I think any team with a super team, any team that's in a so-called super team kind of where you have at least two superstars, there had to be one move that was made to then get in position to get that second move, whether it's to sign a guy as a free agent or, Gordon Hayward's. The Celtics are another situation where they have Kyrie, they have a star, they got for Kyrie. And all of a sudden, they go out and they get a Gordon Hayward. He wanted to play with his coach. He wanted to play with Kyrie. He wanted to be
right.
On that team.
Different scenario. But I'm saying
he has to start somewhere, though.
You do. But to just make the assumption, if I have one player, other guys will come here. All the situations that you're talking about are more from the team perspective, in that we got one guy. Let's go see if we can trade for another guy.
Yeah.
Okay. They did it with Paul George, and guess what? Everybody at that time was under the assumption that Paul George was going to go play with the Lakers. And he stayed in OKC.
And look, the Celtics, they went out and they got Kyrie, and then they went out and they signed Hayward.
Okay, but Hayward didn't sign there because Kyrie was there.
I think so. I absolutely think
Kyrie wasn't there yet.
I'm saying he went there thinking that they were going to bring players. You see what I mean? Gordon Hayward wouldn't have signed with the Celtics if they were going to be a mediocre team, and that's my point. Superstar players want to go to places where they think they're going to play with superstar players.
Okay.
So that's why you need that one superstar to launch that.
Okay. And it was his college coach.
He was considering here too. I mean, what does that really change? You have to have a star to get more stars. But to Leroy's point, I will agree with you. Just because you get a star doesn't guarantee stars are going to come.
The Professor is back. Listen to NFL expert John Clayton Thursday mornings at 8:20 with Zaslow, Romberg, and Amber. All season long, nobody does it better than the Professor. Sponsored by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-3. That's 1-800-747-3733. John Clayton, every week with Zaslow, Romberg, and Amber on AM 790 and FM 104.3 HD2. The Ticket.
Audi Coral Springs will not be outsold during the season of Audi. With over 500 new Audis in stock, Audi Coral Springs sells for less. Receive 24-month lease savings, like a new Audi A3 for $289 a month, a new A4 for only $309 a month, a new Q3 for $349 a month, and the Q5 luxury crossover for only $459 a month. The four best-selling Audi models. The four lowest lease payments offered in South Florida. During the season of Audi only, and only at Audi Coral Springs, off the Sawgrass at 441. Advertised leases 10% down, 7,500 miles per year. Audi Coral Springs will not be outsold during the season of Audi. And with the Audi X VIP buying experience, shop for your Audi online at AudiCoralSprings.com and arrive and your car and paperwork will all be ready. Quick, simple. Express delivery with Audi X at Audi Coral Springs, off the Sawgrass at 441.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts. Even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-467-8122. 800-467-8122. 800-467-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Your FIU Panthers are gearing up for the final home game of the season on Saturday, November 24th, against the Marshall Thundering Herd at noon. Great seats are still available and can be yours by calling 305-FIU-GAME or online at FIUSports.com. Don't forget to ask about their 4 for 54 offer. That's 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 popcorns, and 4 soft drinks for just $54. FIU football. Live the Panther pride.
Score big with Coconut Creek Hyundai, South Florida's largest volume Hyundai dealer. They've got a parking garage full of new 2018 and 2019 Hyundai models waiting for you. Score big with the new 2019 Hyundai Sonata, getting 35 miles per gallon highway with 0% APR financing for up to 60 months. And all new Coconut Creek Hyundais are backed by America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles, and Hyundai Assurance. Coconut Creek Hyundai on 441 in the heart of Coconut Creek, or even closer at CoconutCreekHyundai.com. All offers with approved credit based on year-to-date standings. See deal for complete details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Improve visibility when you replace your worn wiper blades with a pair of Bosch Focus or Trico Titan wiper blades during O'Reilly Auto Parts See Better, Drive Safer sale. Plus, you'll get a $15 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. Get premium blades at guaranteed low prices. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So we have Riptide powered by Ford coming up November 30th, the 1st, and the 2nd. Well, you're more than welcome to come out and hang.
I have to check my heat schedule. But all right.
Saturday, you don't have a game. I checked.
Saturday the 1st?
Yeah.
Count me in. I'll be there.
All right. Just, you know, walk by one of these offices and tell them, hey, Will from Channel 10 need a couple tickets.
Listen, I have to do that every time I walk into this building. I got to go through the front door and knock. Hi, who's this? Will, I'm doing a show. A show
hey.
For what? I'm like, oh, from 1 to 3, filling in for Tobin. And then they have to do like a security check and a
correct.
Background
yeah.
check and a metal detector check. And
as you will learn, Manso, learn your facts. Haywood was quoted that the deciding factor of him going to the Celtics over the Heat was simply Brad Stevens' college coach.
But it
was not Kyrie.
Oh, no, I didn't say it was Kyrie. I didn't say that he didn't. With his college coach.
I
said that stars like to go with stars, and obviously he's in a position where stars follow.
Don't worry. To be fair, LMAO, why does Derail Leroy always sound like he wants to argue for the sake of arguing? Chillax,
I mean,
dude.
That's what we do here. Anyways, I mean, we give opinions. We give takes.
How else would we kill 2 hours?
Exactly. If we agreed with each other for 2 hours, it would be really boring. You know, you're right, Leroy. You're right, Beast. Probably you're right. You're right. You're all right.
No. We can't. Like,
that would be terrible.
We spend an hour and 59 minutes going
that's
at
why,
each other.
You know, someone, this is why it drives me crazy. Like, when you try to talk to people about sports, it gets so passionate. Like, you guys know I never talk politics. So politics is one thing. I understand why people are passionate about politics, because it affects your everyday life. It affects your money and your future. I get that. But sports doesn't. Like, so when I'll say something, they're like, that's not a fact. You're an idiot. I'm like, that's my opinion, and you can give your counter opinion.
But, here's an interesting tidbit or fact.
Mm-hmm.
This texter definitely would warrant a point I'd like to pose to you, Beast.
Yep.
Wall and Beal didn't attract players in Washington. So how will one of them attract players down here?
Team environment, culture, coaching.
None of those guys play Pat defense, Riley. By the way, which is the Heat's biggest problem.
Yeah, I know. That's why
when
Beast said that.
Asked me that question, it was like, you're picking your poison with that one. You're not really. And look, to your point earlier about, you know, banking on a star coming for a star is not a smart move. But in a way, it's a necessary evil, because, again, you're not going to get a star likely until you have a star. And then you build another star. And that's the way you build a so-called super team. This stuff is really interesting, is how I think these next couple of years are really going to test what Heat culture and what this organization is about, because we've seen it now since Riley arrived and he brought in Zoe and Timmy and you go down the list and made the moves to get Shaq, and then the big three came together, and all these things that have happened over the course of 20 plus years. This is the one window now where there is that uncertainty, like, can the Heat really close the deal on that next star? Now, the good thing is they're still at the table. And they have that over most organizations.
Sure.
Because if you look at every
they're
team,
always them and the Spurs.
Exactly. Every player that they've missed out on the last few years, they've been in on. And that's a positive, because you got to be in on it if you're going to have any chance. So they are missing out. And I know the pessimistic fan, and rightfully so, says, well, he doesn't close. They're not coming here. I get it. But they're considering coming here, which is back to the original point about getting a star. When you have a star, the consideration tends to build more, like, hey, if I go there, they already have X players. It was Jimmy Butler, whoever, John Wall, whoever it is. I could form a nice 1-2 punch. I'd be in Miami. It's the culture, making money in the East. I'm good.
Ready for this one?
There. But you can't bank on it. You're right. There's no guarantee.
Ready for this one? You send John Wall to L.A. for Ball and some other garbage.
The money doesn't work.
The money is the problem.
I said,
man.
And some other garbage.
Yeah, even with the garbage, like, it's still.
Why not?
And
it's only for this year.
Well, yeah, this year John Wall's making counting for $19 million. Okay. Ball's still in his rookie contract, and if you're just throwing a bunch of garbage, you might not get to $19
million. Yeah. I'll be honest with you.
Expensive garbage.
I'm going to put it this way. The only guy that interests me on the Wizards is John Wall, and I have nothing against Bradley Beal, but in the formation of this roster and the way this roster is right now and what the Heat need, I'd be down for John Wall. I'd be cool with that.
How about this?
Then you got to have that $40 million contract every year after this.
I mean,
these guys are so much like our show. Ready for this text?
Mm-hmm.
I am.
I still haven't seen a sleeping squirrel or a squirrel at night.
It's a valid point.
Valid point.
I mean,
I've never seen a sleeping squirrel.
I've never seen a baby squirrel.
Then again, when a squirrel's in a tree sitting there, could he
I've
be
never
sleeping?
Seen a baby squirrel.
I've seen a baby squirrel.
Have you?
Yeah.
Baby, like, what's a baby, though?
Not like a newborn.
A little one?
Yeah.
No. I've never seen him.
I don't.
All the ones that go across the street. By the way, the iguanas were out.
Well, why don't you call your boy Tobin?
One giant iguana chased the little iguanas away.
Even though he's supposed to be on quote-unquote vacation, he obviously wasn't since he was texting
us all day. The problem is it was chilly this past weekend.
Not that chilly.
For them. And then they came out to sun because the sun was out.
We need just one day when it gets into like the 40s so they just all drop from the trees.
Oh, and he's going to be holding them like this.
And Tobin's just going to be
he's
out there.
He's an iguana collector?
He likes he caught one little damn frozen
iguana. He got like a fake stuffed iguana and then now considered himself the real Tarzan part two. He wants to go out and catch iguanas, and we tried at the company picnic.
Oh, yeah, we were chasing these iguanas all over.
And
what the hell are you going to do when you catch it, though? Will you catch it and just raise it?
Hold it up. Raise it up.
Barbecue it.
Stop. No.
It's the chicken of the Everglades.
No, chicken of the trees.
That too.
Chicken of the trees, yes, that works.
You're not into catching wildlife?
How you think about this? John Wall is the most overrated point guard in the NBA.
I know.
I always looked at him like Kyrie. I compare those two. Is Kyrie better than John Wall?
Yes.
He's a better scorer, yes.
Okay. then yeah. that's it.
John Wall has better health, though.
I would think this, that you can have a guy that hogs the ball that is not an elite scorer, okay? And that every – when you think of all the different teams and think of guys that hog the ball, for the most part, they're elite scorers.
I mean, a 20-point, 10-assist guy, though, that'll help anybody. But to Robbie's point and to everyone who talks about John Wall, it is he's got a supermax contract that kicks in next year. So you are talking about – and that's the thing, too. When we even talk about these hypotheticals, well, the Heat have to have some sort of plan in their mind of what they want to do. And I'm not sure financially that works when you're trying to make that next step of try. Because, again, the Heat don't just want to be good or mediocre. That's what they are already. And if you add a John Wall to this roster, are they better than the top four teams in the East?
No, they're not. They're not better. But what you're trying to – and here's what I'm thinking by doing John Wall over Bradley Beal. I would rather have Beal. Okay, but we already have something similar to that. He's just not healthy yet, and I'm willing to give him an opportunity to get healthy and see him play before I come to the determination that he is a bust. Okay, because we all knew the situation once he had the surgery.
Here it comes. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
NunezLaw.com text line. They are accident attorneys, by the way.
Thank you.
Don't listen to anything Will says. He gets a paycheck from the Heat.
No, but even the conversations.
Can't trust anything you're saying.
I would think you could trust because I'm around the team a lot, but that's okay. But I don't.
You are blind.
Okay.
You will not tell the truth.
There you go.
Is it not? Doesn't the truth hurt? That and they know it too. The Heat. No, Pat Riley will say it in your face if he talks to you. This is a mediocre team, right? An average team, and they want more. Like what? But you know, when people say to me, "This is the problem with sports. They suck." Here's the thing, they don't suck, and that maybe is
a
problem.
They're just not great.
That's actually a problem.
They're not good.
Sucking might actually be better
than average.
Yes. Sucking is good.
Right.
Average is bad.
The worst thing in sports that we can all talk about, because if you look at the Dolphins, is being average.
We've lived it for 20 years with the Dolphins, so we can't, just because the Heat have been more successful and have won championships in the last few years, we can't sit there and say, oh, well, it's different for the Heat. No, it's the same. Mediocrity sucks for the Heat as much as it sucks for the Dolphins.
But they're in the hunt.
It's not fun. It's not fun. So I'm not exactly sure what – it's not being a homer. It's reality, and reality sometimes hurts. Everybody wants to say they suck. They don't suck, and that's the problem with tanking, because to tank, you have to suck, and they don't suck.
They don't suck. They're just not good enough.
But they're just not – exactly.
Right.
They're not going to compete with the top four in the East. They're not going to compete
which is completely aggravating.
Here's the thing that drives me crazy even more so. You can't even tell me who the top four are definitively, which means that this is prime time to be in the mix, and the Heat can't do that.
Well, now the gap, maybe not the order, but the four best teams in the East are clear in some order. After that, it's just a mess. Guys, I was telling this somebody last night, I think 5 through 12 in the East or 5 through 11 are like within 3 games of each other. And honestly, it's going to be like that all year long.
Here's the problem.
Teams are going to beat up on each other. And at the end of the year, the Heat are going to either be in the 8-9 range, or they're going to get a little streak and get in that 6-7 range. It's still not going to matter, because the bottom line is that's not what you play for. You don't play to be mediocre.
Every Monday, when we look at the standings for the Heat, the Dolphins, the Hurricanes, right?
Uh-huh.
Even the Panthers.
Uh-huh.
They're all in the same... The whole city of teams is in the same area. Like, they're kind of competing. The Canes are kind of competing for the Coastal, but you know
they're
never going to be in the top four. When you look at the Heat, they're competing for a 6, 7, or 8 spot, but they're never going to be in the top four. With the Dolphins, if they get lucky and get a bunch of turnovers, they're going to squeeze into that 7th or 8th spot, but they're never going to go far. Every team is like, and the Panthers, 5 points out.
Always. Yeah. And that the frustrating part is that the Heat were the one team that was never in that conversation up until the last 2 or 3 years. And that's and trust me, it's frustrating to them too.
Well, at least the Marlins have new colors that look like
colors. There's only
they're
one
They're not
team.
In the middle.
Give Zach Robbie, you read my mind. There's one team doing suck it right. The Marlins suck right. They do it the right way. They really suck. And then that way they can build to something good in 5 years.
Robbie, if you don't add...
Wait.
If you don't add the Marlins suck right to the button bar, I will fire you.
Thank you, Robbie.
trade the fat cats for some hungry dogs.
That sounds like a Tobin text.
That is a Tobin text.
No doubt about it. I'm not willing to say that these guys are playing that way because they're fat cats. Right? Everybody just assumes when a guy is not playing the way you think he should play, that
maybe he got paid. Maybe they're playing up to their ability. Their ability isn't as good as you want it to be.
Right. There it is. You think they should be better than they actually are.
Correct.
We want them to be better than they actually are. But they are what they are.
Yes.
And that's the truth. And they play hard, and God bless them, and they do buy into the culture. Because
you're paid by the Heat. You got to put a little positive spin on it. They're a fun, scrappy team
to watch, but nobody, again, it goes back to bottom line, nobody wants that. Nobody wants a fun, hardworking, scrappy team. People want a winner, and that's
the bottom
line.
Well, the way they're playing defense right now, are they fun and scrappy?
The thing is now, between injuries and not keeping up with the pace and playing bad defense, now they're not even as fun. They're not even fun to watch right now. They're struggling.
Here's the other thing, is I always thought the Heat were forward thinking and how they did things, even with Chris Bosh, with all these stretch fours and the positionless basketball, right? And you sign Hassan to a max deal. That doesn't fit in where you've been or where the league is going. Not saying he's not any good, but saying that if you play the wrong team, they can run him onto the bench. And so...
A lot of the Heat lineups work that way. A lot of the Heat lineups are based on matchups, and that's... Not many teams do that.
Right.
And night to night, that's tough to do for Eric Spoelstra. All right, speaking of mediocre, nothing more than the Dolphins. We'll chat some Dolphins as they are in the hunt.
I thought you were talking about my headlines are mediocre.
And you'll have your headlines. You know, they were a little soft last time. They weren't very good.
Well, I'm not good at it.
We derailed them. We'll have better headlines and talk Dolphins after this.
I can't promise that.